Hi, friends. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as it crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world gets still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. You down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. Hardest thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly.
That was Learning to Fly by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Hi, everyone. This is Radio Kill the Video Star. It's a show that comes on every Wednesday at 7. And it's a show where I talk about music videos because I'm weirdly obsessed with them. I've noticed, I'm coming in here and I noticed that the microphones are different. So woohoo, things have changed. I guess that's a good thing. I don't know what it sounds like yet because I haven't seen the, how do I put this? I haven't, listened to, it before. I don't know. Of course that makes sense. But yeah. Okay, cool. Every show I try to talk about a different artist and their music videos, and last week I discussed Mary J. Blige, and that was a good time. She had a lot of interesting music videos. Of course, I didn't get to touch on everything that I wanted to, but it was still, I had a lot of fun. And she has a amazing discography. What's going on? So, I don't know. I was getting over a cold this past week, and I don't know what phase I'm in. It's the phase where it's too late for you to be calling in sick places, because you've had this for a minute now, and I think it's just gone. I don't, but it's remnants still linger, but it's . You still gotta do stuff. So yeah. And where was I going with that? I have no train of thought today for some reason. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's where I was going with it. Since I usually talk about sorry, I just got a weird text. I'll circle back to that. It threw me off. Since I usually talk about a specific artist, today I won't be, because I did not prepare as well as I should have, because I just said, this week has been weird for me, and I've been sick and then not sick and then sick and then not sick, so I don't know. I'm here, is the point. So we're gonna do a shuffle, and that's fun, because I never get to do this, because I could, but I just choose not to. And what shuffle is for me is I essentially just take all the artists and their music videos that I never got to talk about, and then I just put them all into one show. And these are usually artists who I feel they're not quite enough to talk about for a whole show, because I try to do artists that are as big as possible, because just because I have a limited amount of shows and I just wouldn't be able to do every single person ever. But if you're relevant or you're really, really big, I'll choose to do you. But for instance, the artist that I'm going to talk about first today, who is Owl City. What? Yeah, they're not big enough to be talking about them for a specific artist. I mean, for a specific show. An individual show, I feel. So we're going to be talking about some of my favorite music videos. What I would like to call, I think I might call this show Honorable Mentions. I've done this before, and I usually call it Shuffle, but I'm going to call this one Honorable Mentions. This is my Honorable Mentions music videos. These are music videos that I grew up on, because, I love talking about music videos that I grew up on, but the ones that I'm going to talk about today are videos that I grew up on watching. And I've talked about this before. When I was little, I used to go on demand on TV, because we had cable, and we couldn't pay for stuff on cable because, money. And I would go to the free music videos, and I would just watch them like they were movies. And so Owl City, Fireflies was one of those things. I also credit Fireflies as one of the first things I've ever seen on YouTube. This was on YouTube in 2009. That was 16 years ago. Yeah, whoa, that's crazy. That was 16 years ago, in December of 2009. So, yeah, we're going to start by talking about Fireflies. I feel like there was more that I wanted to say. I'm also still kind of, figuring out who I want to talk about for this episode, and I always feel like I have more artists in the back of my mind that I want to talk about, but then, by the time I get here, I just, can't put my thoughts together. So, this is Fireflies by Owl City.
Just stand and stare. I'd like to
Fireflies by Owl City, and I'm talking about a bunch of different music videos today until 8 o'clock. What I'm doing is what I'm calling honorable mentions. Yes, I'm calling these my honorable mention music videos, which are music videos that I was really obsessed with. Sorry, I like hit the mic. Music videos that I was really obsessed with growing up that I don't get to talk about on here because the artists just aren't big enough. Owl City. I mean, like, I don't know anything about Owl City. I just know that that one time they flirted with, They did something flirtatious to Taylor Swift, and she, like, completely shut it down. Poor guy. It's okay, though. She's happy with whatever she's got going on now. It's also, like, 1,000 degrees in here. I had to open the window. I walked in, and I was like, woo! Crack that thing open. I don't know if people were able to be heard in the background, but if they are, that's because I have the window open. Sorry, but I could either burst into flames, or I could come in here and talk. I really loved this music video growing up, like I said earlier, because this was one of the first videos that I saw on YouTube, and I think that that's such an important thing. Like, it's just, like, my personal opinion. The early internet. I am such a big fan of early internet. I feel like I'm also, like, a big fan of I try to, like, keep that vibe going sometimes, as in, like, I will go on my computer to go on Instagram. Like, I miss when we would use our large devices for things that we do on our phones. Like, I hate that we can do everything at our fingertips now. It's something that, like, gets on my nerves, and I've actually talked to my friends about this, and they're pretty aware of it. I think that, like, technology should not have advanced past a certain point. But I really like being able to just like go on my computer and go on Instagram and like send a DM to someone like, what are you up to? Question mark, smiley face, winky. Like, I love doing that. That's my idea of a good time. And watching this music video like reminds me of that. It reminds me of that time. I remember watching this video on like the family computer at home and being so enamored with it. This song gives me such a warm feeling, but it also gives me a terrible feeling at the same time, and I will explain that in a second. But mostly the warm feeling. My friend recognizes, I'll explain it. My friend recognizes this song as like a terrible feeling because there was one time that we were on campus and we were, I guess, I don't know if I should share this on here, but shoot, I'm already gone. We were leaving a party once and the car, we didn't have licenses at the time. Okay, well, no, that's not true. We didn't have licenses. We didn't have cars. I had a license, but everybody didn't have a car, and it was one car, and everybody was trying to leave the party, and there were just, like, a few guys, and they had a car, and we all just, like, shoved into the car, like, lapping up, and we were riding to get back, and, on that ride back, they were playing Fireflies in the car, and, like, my friends just, we all just remember this as, like, a terrible memory of, like, why did we make that horrible decision, because it was deeply uncomfortable, and, like, other not great things that I probably won't say on here. So I would not do that again. It was definitely like a you're a freshman in college sort of thing I wouldn't do again. Like I know better now. You gotta do it once, I guess. That's kind of what this song reminds me of, but when it doesn't remind me of that, it gives me warm youth feelings, nostalgia. This comment right here on the music video says, "It's crazy this song is partly about a teenager having feelings of nostalgia, and now the young adults are in the same phase." Yes! This song is all about, like, nostalgia, and then, like, to be feeling that when you're listening to the song now because it made that effect on people's lives is so interesting. And it's a very active comment section. Like, people love to come and visit this video. I would like to say, this video has 600 million views. 600 million views for an Owl City music video. Who, name one other Owl City song. And don't say that one from Wreck-It Ralph, because I love that song. But don't mention that song, because that doesn't count. Name one other Owl City song. Exactly. Most people can't. And, like, that says something about, like, the impact that this song and this video had. Not only that, but what else was I about to say? I keep losing my train of thought. I might have, like, short-term memory loss. I really could. I could have short-term memory loss. Let's see some more comments. Let's talk about the video, guys. Anything else about the video? Not much about the video, of course. Very, very interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to describe it for a second because it's a really cool video, and if you haven't seen it, you must be living under a rock. Like, I don't know how you made it until now. The video is, it's the guy from Owl City, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but he's sitting at a keyboard in, is this a keyboard? What is that? It's a special type of piano. It's like the one that has like the high section and the low section. I guess it would be a keyboard. My aunt used to have one of those. Anyways, he's playing one of these keyboards, and as he's playing the keyboard and he's singing the song, he's like sitting in this room of a million different little toys and knickknacks and like memorabilia of childhood. It's clearly like a childhood room, and like there's just a bunch of gadgets everywhere. And then as he starts to play the song, like everything starts to light up around the room and just like dance around, and like a disco ball starts spinning, and like the things start to get, there's typing on the video player and stuff, and the train is moving around on the tracks in his room. But it's all like toys. It's all very playful. It's just kiddie stuff. And it's the whole video. That's the whole entire video. And I have to say that like watching this in 2009 was amazing. This was the moment. This was a very interesting video at the time. Like to be watching this now, we'd probably be pretty unimpressed. And music videos have come a long way. But I think that this was just so much fun. It was very playful, and people just were talking about it. It was stuff that people were talking about. Yeah. I was going to say something else, but I won't. Why don't we keep this train moving? I tend to talk for a long time, but like we can keep chugging along. I went to go see Wuthering Heights this weekend, and Wuthering Heights got a bad rep. They, woof. I encourage everyone to go see movies for themselves. Like, don't listen to what other people say. Form your own opinion. If you, like, don't think that something's bad just because somebody told you it was bad. Like, if someone tells you something is awful, really don't see it, then don't go see it. But if I tell you that it's bad, you should probably go see it anyways. Because it might be a good time. You might like it. I don't know. Like, I didn't really love that movie, Send Help, with Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien. But my family liked it. And that's cool for them. But, you know, like, if you were to listen to my opinion, maybe you would have missed out on the movie. Anyways, I went to go see Wuthering Heights. And, very interesting experience. It was a very interesting experience. I sat by myself, obviously. I would not go see that movie with other people. I mean, I would see it with my friends, but everybody was busy that last weekend. It was almost like it was like a holiday or something. But I went to go see the movie by myself, and around me there were like some girlfriends, and I was like, oh, cute, but like no one was sitting together. I noticed that when I was buying the tickets, like groups of people would not sit next to other people. It's like, if I bought a ticket, I'm sitting on the polar opposite corner of the couple that already bought a ticket, and like everybody's just like dispersed around the theater. In addition to that, there were a couple of couples, which I was like, interesting choice. I wouldn't. And there were also quite a few elderly people who probably got their world rocked that night watching Wuthering Heights. And it was so... The movie was honestly boring to me. I was really bored. I mean, like, it was riding on Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi, like, just being hot, and it really wasn't strong enough as is. I'm like, you kind of have to have more. Like, just being attractive is not enough. But the movie was, it was riding on way too much of that. And I went to the bathroom twice during the movie because I was like, it was so predictable that, like, at times I got up and I was like, I could leave and I would know exactly what happened when I came back. And, like, also I'm not seeing it with any people, so no one would care. And one of the times when I went to the bathroom and I came back, I saw one of the elderly ladies in the theater switch theaters, and she went to go see what was playing in the other theater. I think that she probably, like, she came with her husband on Valentine's Day and was like, oh, let's go see Wuthering Heights. And I don't, like, probably got her, like I said, probably got her world rocked as soon as, like, the movie started. It was, like, it's a lot of... What's the girl's name who did the director? I guess she did Saltburn and stuff. We need to do something about Emerald Fennell and her sexuality. And we need to keep it away from theaters. It's dangerous. Go see Wuthering Heights on your own. But I can also say it wasn't as, like, intense as I thought it would be. And... it's good, but it also wasn't as interesting. It was, like, boring and non-intense. And it was just, like, Emerald Fennell decided to make a movie again. So there's my review of that. I say all of that just because I've been making a lot of playlists lately. I promise I'm leading somewhere. I'm, like, my thought process is crazy. I spend a lot of time alone, so I just think. What was I about to say? I spend a lot of time making playlists. I have way too many playlists. I've got like 110 playlists on Spotify, and they're all for like different moods. I have a playlist for every single mood of the day, every single mood. And when I discover a new mood, I make a new playlist. And so I went to see Wuthering Heights, and it gave me a new mood. And that mood is what I call, symphonic pop. Yeah, that's what I called it. Because I don't name playlists actually what they're supposed to be. I give them like a stupid name. Like the name of the symphonic pop playlist is called It's Wuthering Time, because I saw a comment on Letterboxd that said Jacob Elordi looked right at the camera and he goes, It's Wuthering Time. And I thought it was so funny. So I decided to make that the title of this playlist. So this is my symphonic pop playlist. But my point in saying all of that is that we're kind of in like a moment where in like... the world of Wuthering Heights, where in like Charlie XCX and stuff, where like this like symphonic pop music, where it's like the most poppy like electro pop music has like an orchestra in the back, and it makes it really, really cool. Or it like just feels much like a symphony even if it doesn't have an orchestra. And one of those songs is a song that we know very well, which is Wide Awake by Katy Perry.
In the dark.
That was Wide Awake by Katy Perry, and I am talking about a bunch of different music videos until 8 o'clock today, because I won't pick one specific video. One specific artist. I talked about Katy Perry before on this show, actually, but I didn't cover this music video. She has a lot. She has like a lot of great videos. I could have talked about like. I'm just looking at her like videos right now. I didn't talk about the Unconditionally video. I didn't talk about Teenage Dream. I love the Teenage Dream video. You guys have no idea. I didn't talk about E.T. I didn't talk about Firework. And Firework is like an insane. She has a great music video history. There's so much to discuss. But I'm never going to get to it all. So I put her in the little honorable mentions category that I've got for today. What do I have to say about this video? Let's talk about the song first. When I was in middle school, I know, I'm so young. when I was in middle school, I sang this song with my best friend at the time for a talent show. I don't think we actually got in. I think we had to audition for the talent show. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that messed up for a middle school? I had to audition for the talent show and then I had to be good enough to get in. Crazy, crazy school. Anyways, I auditioned for the talent show with my friend and we thought that we were like hot SH, you know what. And we did like one verse after another. And I remember like thinking like, I just ate this up. Like the part that's like, thunder rumbling. Oh my gosh. You know that like we sang that part together and we sounded like a machine. If she's listening to this, which I don't think she is because we haven't talked in a long time, but she still follows me. And if she's listening to this, girl, we ate that. You know we ate, we ate this cover of Wide Awake. We did such a good job, but we did not get in the talent show. I don't think, or maybe my memory's failing me. I just don't remember singing it in front of people. Let's talk about the video specifically, though, because it's a really cool video, and Katy Perry is known for doing her cool videos. Also, this was back when Katy Perry was cool. There, once upon a time, Katy Perry was that girl, and I think I was probably a Katy Perry fan. I was, like, I didn't know what it meant to be a fan, because, like, I had, like, restricted access to the internet and stuff, and I didn't have a phone. We had, like, a family computer, and I was, like I said, I was watching my music videos on demand. You think that I was getting tickets to a Katy Perry concert? No. Was she on the radio maybe that moment in time, and, like, I might catch a glimpse of her? Yeah, that's, like, the only second I'm catching of Katy Perry. I wasn't allowed to be a fan. I keep losing my train of thought. Gosh, I'm something's wrong with me, guys. Something's really, really wrong with me. You don't even know the beginning. I can't even. I was about to tell a story. I can't say it. I can't say it here. Let's talk about the video. Okay. Oh, yeah. I was talking about how Katy Perry is a. She used to be cool. Yeah. I feel like once upon a time, didn't she used to be kind of alt? Like, she was different. It was in. What was her first album called? Hold on. I'm looking it up. Was her first album One of the Boys? Yeah, her first album was One of the Boys. And, like, she had I Kissed a Girl on there, You're So Gay, Hot and Cold, Thinking of You, Waking Up in Vegas. Like, these were, I mean, it was nothing crazy. I mean, like, it was nothing crazy. It's the same as, like, the next artist that I'm going to talk about, who is Carly Rae Jepsen. And, like, the fact that I think both of them were both kind of, like, I think in the beginning, they kind of wanted to be a little bit different, but then they just got into pop, and pop is so much fun. Honestly, if I got into pop, I wouldn't be able to get away from it either. I love pop. Yeah, let me just talk about the video. Okay, so Wide Awake. This video starts with Katy Perry, and she's in her, like, Katy Perry-esque outfit. Like, she has the pink wigs and stuff on, and sparkles, and she's wearing a robe, and she goes into her dressing room, and she takes off her wig. And when she takes off her wig, she looks into her mirror and, like, her reflection turns into this alternative version of her. It takes place during some type of medieval time where everything has, like, vines growing all over it. And there's, like, the Stranger Things type dust, like, blowing in the air and I don't know, and things like that. And she's also wearing this cape and a long purple hairstyle that I think was so cute at the time. I knew this girl also in elementary school. Was it elementary school? Yeah, elementary school. I knew this girl in elementary school. Her name was Taylor, and she had purple hair. And I thought she was the coolest thing ever. I thought she was so cool. I thought she was so cool. Name one person that you knew in elementary school that had purple hair. And she was black. She was black. I'm black, guys, so I can say. Don't think, this is not a white person saying, like, and she was black. Like, no, I'm black. And, like, black parents don't let their kids dye their hair. Her hair was dyed. It was dyed. It was dyed, guys. She had dyed purple hair. This girl was so cool. I have, like, another story about that I won't talk about here because I don't have enough time. But anyways, so Katy Perry, she's got this purple hair and she's wearing this, like, medieval-type outfit and she's walking through this medieval area. And she's holding a lantern so she could see where she's going. And it's just a giant rock, like, it's a giant stone maze that she just can't get out of, that she's, like, walking through. I don't know how we got here, but she's here. And, the walls start to close in for a second, and then they kind of open back up, and she realizes that she has this, like, power in her hands, and it's, like, made her super powerful. Something that I've noticed about Katy Perry music videos is that they don't make any sense. They're never gonna. She is somebody who doesn't make any sense. She's so whimsical, and she's so just, like, well, at least she was. She was fun. She was fun. And she just, like, did stuff, and I love and respect that about her so much. I remember this... Should I say this here? I'm not gonna say. There's a lot of stuff No, I'm not gonna say. So she does this little. Sorry. She does this little, like, some sort of, like, light beam shoots out of her chest, like it does in the firework music video, and I guess she's, like, taking pieces from different, like, things that she's done in her music videos in the past, or, like, different eras of who she's been, because the next thing that happens is that a child walks up to her, and we're guessing that it's probably supposed to be, like, a childhood Katy Perry, which I don't know, I don't remember what her name actually is, but, like, a child version of her, and the little girl, she walks up to Katy Perry, and Katy Perry takes her hand, and she, like, walks with her to this huge mirror, and in the mirror are, like, a bunch of paparazzi taking photos of her. And she's, like, trying to break down the glass. It seems like she's trying to help the little girl escape. She's trying to get her out of here. But, like, the video kind of doesn't make any sense. It's, like, people are trying... The plot of it, essentially, is that her and this little girl are trying to get out of something. Because, like, the landscape keeps on changing. At first, it's a maze. And then it turns into, like, a hospital at one point. And then, like, it turns back into this, like, medieval thing. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. But, hey, it was 2010's Katy Perry. I'm going to respect it. It was 2012. So she, like, breaks down the mirror, and then in the next scene, the little girl is pushing her in a wheelchair through, like, a hospital area, and I guess the little girl, like, uses whatever power is in her to, like, knock down the guards that are covering the door. And she takes Katy Perry's hand, and they, like, run through, and they get out of there. And then on the next scene, it's, like, Prince Charming is waiting at the end, and now there's flowers everywhere. Everything's in bloom. It's springtime, and everything's, like, super pretty. And they're like, yay, we made it out. And then, like, Katy Perry walks up to this Prince Charming guy, and she punches him across the face, and he just, like, he flies across the room. In the next part, it goes back to her being in her dressing room, and this time she's wearing a whole different outfit. And it transitions, and she's, like, lifting from one of those things underneath the stage to the stage, and now she's, like, doing her performance, and that's the whole video. You can tell it's a commentary on where she's been and how she got to where she is, and, like, now she's wide awake, you know? She's different now. It's a cool concept. It's different. It's interesting. I loved it when I first watched it, and what I really liked about it was how, like, much of a fantasy it was, and how interesting it was. It just dawned on me. Have I ever talked about the payphone music video here? I hope so. I should have. Okay. This comment says, the fact that this video was about her ex-husband asking for divorce before her concert, and in the end of this music video, was her smiling through the pain for her fans. Katy Perry is one tough woman. So happy for her right now. I do remember hearing about that. I do remember hearing about her saying that, her husband tried to divorce her right before a performance. Let's see, any other comments? This says, I start to tear at the part where the little girl gets on her bike and she waves goodbye. To me, I interpret it as Katy Perry saying goodbye to her childhood and accepting the fact that she's an adult yet. Adult now. Sure, whatever. Okay, last comment. Just because I need to move on. This one says, no, Katy herself has said this is about her husband telling her that he wanted a divorce. Da, 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 da. Didn't you guys notice the prince had his fingers crossed behind his back before she punched him? I didn't notice that. Thanks for mentioning it. The little girl represents her inner child healing, and the butterfly is her overcoming everything and starting anew with wonderful beginnings. That's really awesome. It is a confusing music video, though. We can't lie and like act like it's not a confusing music video. There's like so much happening in the video, which exists in literally every single Katy Perry music video. She's changed over time, and it's hard to like pinpoint who she is now. I don't know. What can you say, though? I respect her for where she's been, and I used to be a fan of her, and I always thought that her music was, like, really cool and poppy. How do I put this? I like white people who like pop. It's, like, in their roots, you know? Like, they made pop. Be poppy. There's nothing wrong with being poppy. Like, you don't need to do... You don't need to try to, like, fall into the shoes of, like, R&B and be a little bit different. I mean, for example, I know that Sabrina Carpenter did that a little bit in her past music. And it was kind of good. It was kind of interesting. But, like, let's go back to our roots. Let's, you know, when white people used to just, like, really just be pop. It's why I talk about it a lot on here. But I got a lot of respect for Benson Boone. I don't listen to any of his music, but that boy does pop and he likes it. I just like him. I just like Benson Boone. Like, he's a pop star, and he just is. And I love that. Like, just be corny. Just be a cornball. Just be who you are, and don't be sorry about it. Don't try to be someone else. The boy does a backflip, and we all cheer, and I eat it up. Every time, I like it. I actually like it, and I think more people need to like it. I think we need to embrace our inner pop. I was going to talk about Smash Mouth earlier today, just because I was just thinking of people to do, and I've been listening to Smash Mouth lately, and Smash Mouth was so much fun. It was like white people were just doing their like music thing, and it was what they did. Like, they had a sound to them. They were a little like, what is that genre of music? Like, what? Me clacking away at the computer. Alternative rock and pop rock, ska punk, surf rock. Yeah. Whatever that is. Oh, white people used to be in their bag when they did that. And they were so good at it. And I liked it. Like, you know, like everybody just, I'm not saying stay in your box. Like, do whatever you want, make whatever you want. But somewhere along the lines, we lost the plot just a little bit, guys, just a little bit. I was thinking about this earlier. Who's the guy from Breaking Bad? Breaking Bad cast. The guy that plays Jesse. Aaron Paul. I love Aaron Paul, man. I love Aaron Paul. I love that. I'm so sorry. I love that genre of, I don't know if I can I say that? Like, I love that genre of white men. They just are. They look like they listen to like Bowling for Soup or something. What's that? Hold on. I gotta like look up my evidence, because I got a playlist that's just like perfect for, you know what I call the playlist? I call the playlist For Weird Girls. For Weird Girls. I know, I'm so good at making playlists, guys. Aaron Paul looks like he listens to Limp Bizkit and Drowning Pool and The Offspring. Yes. Aaron Paul listens. He looks like he listens to that, and I love it. I love Aaron Paul. I'm Aaron Paul's number one fan. He's such a random guy, but like, I'm looking at he's born in August too. I knew we was on that same level. Sorry, this is I'm going to rename this show from Radio Kill the Video Star to I Love Aaron Paul. Okay, there's one more video I'm going to talk about today, and that's a video that I feel like I've tried to like center a show around it, but once again, I just felt like there's not enough for me to be able to discuss this artist. I could, it's just, I want more. I want to be able to back her up just a little bit more, and I mentioned this before, but this is Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. That was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen, and we're talking about a bunch of random music videos until 8 o'clock, because why not? sorry, that was aggressive. I love this video. I love this song. I think this is an amazing song, and that everybody needs to be talking about it more. I think we need to just bring it back. We need to run back Call Me Maybe. It's such a fun song to sing. Have you ever sang Call Me Maybe at the top of your lungs? Sometimes I do it in the car. And it's like, especially the part that's like, and all the other boys try to chase. It's like, I'm like, if you can't see, but like, I'm like hitting my shoulder, you know? It's so, I love it. I love it. I eat it up every time. It's so good. It's such a fun song. And like I said earlier about Katy Perry, I'm pretty sure that Carly Rae Jepsen was also supposed to be like some sort of like alt artist of some sort. I just said some sort twice. But she didn't, and she ended up going for the pop path, and that's totally cool. She's having a baby now. She might have already had the baby, but I just love her. I love I love Carly Rae Jepsen. I love when pop artists do pop, like I said earlier. This is such an iconic music video. This video came out 13 years ago, also in 2012, same year as Wide Awake, crazy. But what's so interesting about this music video is the plot. It's like a cool little like slice of life moment. And I like it. So I'm going to describe it as fast as I can because I talk too much. And what happens is that it starts with Carly Rae Jepsen and she's staring out the window and she's looking at this boy. It's a huge window, by the way. He can see her. He's totally looking at her. This is a giant window. This is a bird killer, matter of fact. And she's standing in the window and she's looking at this boy who's mowing her lawn. And he pulls the cord and he starts walking around the lawn. And he's got like a few tattoos on his abs because he takes off his shirt for a second. And well, you know, I guess like she's obsessed with it. And when it cuts from that moment, it also like cuts to a scene of her singing in a garage with her band. And she's wearing this like boho chic 2010s outfit. I love it. I love it. I love it so much. I love the 2010s. Have you guys ever danced to Party Rock Anthem? Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I go home and when no one's home, I put on Party Rock Anthem. And I'm like, party rockers in the house tonight. I love how I love that era where we didn't dress cute, you know, where we were wearing like fuzzy jackets and like animal print and like chevron. Is it chevron? I don't know. I miss when we kind of dressed ugly. Not that I thought it was cute, but because it was fun, you know, like let's just dress ugly. I miss that moment of time. Anyways. She's in the garage and she's singing the song. And like the rest of the music video is just her adoring this boy as she's mowing the lawn and doing just like manly stuff. There's this part where he's like fixing his car and she stops playing with the band and he has the hood open. He's got earbuds in his ears and he's listening to music. He's clearly not paying attention to this girl, but she's trying so hard to get his attention that she like goes outside and she decides to wash her car too. And she also has this like super old car. Everyone's car is old. Which, okay, I guess. I don't know where they got these cars, but she's got this old car. If I knew cars, I'd be able to describe it, but I don't know cars. And she's just sudsing the mess out of this car. This car is going to have spots on it like crazy. And she's also doing this in heels. She's, like, clearly trying to get the boy's attention. There's, like, a scene where it's a graphic on the screen of her and the boy, and he's wearing a terrible wig, but it's supposed to look like... like the cover of those romance novels that you see in like the grocery store, which I don't know if anyone buys those, but it's so cute because it's like what you think about it when you see it is like, oh, she loves it. She likes this boy so much. She's like dreaming of being with him. It's such a fun thing to do, I think. And then what happens, I think, is that she fell off her car and she like knocks out. And then when she comes to, the boy is there and he like lifts her up and it cuts to them singing in the garage once again, and she's singing with her band. And then when she's done, she writes her phone number on a slip of paper to give to him. And then the guy walks up to one of her bandmates, who's a guy, and he gives the bandmate his number. And it's like, oh, he's gay. Like, that's the whole joke of the video. When I watched this video when I was younger, I had no idea he was gay. I was just like, hot guy does... man stuff, and I thought that was the whole plot of the video, that she just wants to be with this guy and like call me maybe. I thought that was the whole video. I had no idea that he was gay at the end, and that just makes it so much more interesting. It's such a fun music video. I really, really like it. Yeah, I don't think there's much more to say about it. Like, I think a lot of people love this music video. It's a very lovable music video. Let's see, let me look at the comments for a second. Let's be honest, this comment says, everyone said they hated this song, but secretly loved it. You know what? There was a moment in time where everybody hated Call Me Maybe. I do remember that. And it was disrespectful. Everybody needs to apologize to my girl, Miss Carly Rae. Yeah. Give her her flowers for Call Me Maybe. Also, I listen to some of her music lately, like some of her pop music, and it's just fun. Like, it's so good. I like having a good time while I listen to her songs. Like I said, I make a lot of playlists. I made a playlist for Sex in the City, and I put one of her songs on there, Party for One. Party for One's a great song. It's a good, like get up and dance song. I've been watching Sex in the City lately, and because I was, like, sick, I watched a lot of episodes, and I watched the one episode where Sex in the City is such a problematic show, but I'm watching it, I guess, and there's the episode where Samantha dates a black guy, and I was, like, the second the black guy came on screen, I was, like, oh, this is... they're gonna get on my nerves. These white ladies are about to get on my nerves. Like, she says, like, the whole plot of that part, that whole like episode was just so annoying. It's just about the fact that Samantha dates a black man, which is like how is that plot for a show? And it took me until watching that episode to realize that they never had a black person on the show that was a love interest, or like they never had a person of color. I'm like, how do you? It's New York, like that's how they have all the problems in their relationships that they're having, because they're only dating white men. I mean, I've said a lot of things today. I think this is like almost enough. I've also like lost my earbuds lately, and I have to like wear my headphones, and I hate my headphones. They're fine, but headphones leak, and I don't have like the good headphones. I just have like headphones, and the sound leaks and it gets on my nerves, and you also have to charge headphones. Like, I love a wire earbud, and now I gotta pay like another $25 for earbuds. I'm already looking terrible. Like, this is the worst. If you guys saw me right now, I look awful. I'm not doing so hot right now. But yeah, you're gonna have to pull me away from this studio. I love coming in here. I love talking, because I'm a talkative person. That's my favorite thing to do. I'm going to leave here and I'm going to listen to more Carly Rae Jepsen, and then I'm going to look for my earbuds, and then maybe I'll finally do my hair. Thank you guys so much for listening. That was a mixture of songs, and I was going to play a certain song when I left here. I'm like still deciding. I've been listening to a lot of Laundry Day lately because they're coming in concert, and I really like their vibe. Again, they're like white people that do like white people music, and it's and that's not a thing. I know that's not a thing, but like if you think about it, it's a thing. It's not a thing, but it's a thing. And I like their vibe. Yeah. So this is I Kinda Like That by Laundry Day. I hope you guys kind of like this. Have a great rest of your week.